This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great, good morning, everyone. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 11:09 and change here in the Great Northeast. This beautiful Tuesday, November 18, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with help of our man, John Basiliga, featuring one of his great companies, Serenity Care, Personal Care Community, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like the veterans we've lost this year, but salute today thanks to John, like John Prendergast, Madison Township, Attorney John Doran, Hanover Township, and Walter Max Bendowski, West Scranton. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that our commitment to common sense will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you for the balance of this morning. Couple of things. Mary Regina sent me. They have 50 pounds of homemade pasta made for tonight's festa. Up at Sterna's, benefiting the Providence Pregnancy Center. Oh, my God, is that going to be good. Her and Bobby Harrington doing just another good deed in the community. Oh, I'm looking at this. You got to get up there. You got to get to Sterna's at 6 o'clock. Homemade pasta. It's going to be something. Also, Matt Birkbeck, I'm planning an event on December 4th. I want you to think about this. Start thinking about this. December 4th, we've got this neat little studio here at the Broadcast Center in Pittston. And it seats about 20 people, maybe even more. And I'm going to have a bunch of authors in. And we'll give you a chance. We're going to do the show live on December 4th from that event space here at the Broadcast Center. And Matt Birkbeck, you remember him. He did his great books that we've talked about on this program. He's got another one coming out called The Bookie. But tomorrow at 9 a.m., this is, to me, this is great news. I love books. And Barnes & Noble's opening in Dixon City tomorrow at 9 a.m. And Matt Birkbeck is going to be there, and he's a great guy, smart guy. He's going to be signing copies of The Life We Chose about the local mafia and The Wicked that we talked about, that murder mystery novel set down in Mauchunk. So he's going to do that, and that's tomorrow. Dixon City, Barnes & Noble, 9 a.m. Matt Birkbeck will be there. He's going to be here December 4th. God willing, he's committed to it, but, you know, things happen. But I expect him to be here. We'll have some other authors. Chris Fanazzi, who we had on about that great book. I was in prison with him. Stories of a Town Driver. He'll be there. And we're going to add a couple more. And then we want you, the listeners, to come as well. Come to our studios. All right. It's Tuesday. Well, what does that mean? It means it's time for Monday Musings. And here he is, our guy, John Perillo. John, how are you, my man?
I don't know how I top homemade pasta and good authors, but... Thanks for getting me in.
Let me say this. I will guarantee you study so many divergent areas, but I will guarantee you you've got a book, you've got multiple books in you.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll try to give you little snippets of it here. So, but to your listeners, if you get a chance, if you've never had homemade pasta, you got to go do that.
You got to go to Sterner's tonight. I know it.
Yeah,
I know
that's different. You know, but I would like to return to the Supreme Court this week, and I'll keep very high level because apparently the bit on redistricting was a cure for insomnia.
No. We got to go deep here now and then. We have to.
Right.
I just said at one point, I mean, you know, you can only go in the weeds on the legal part so much. It may It fascinates me only because I'm not going to be graded. I hated it in law school.
Well said. But I thought it was really interesting that after the elections, you know, that didn't go that well for the administration, there was a fair amount of glee in the press about some of the questioning that the Supreme Court was using about Trump's signature policy on tariffs. And it looked like it was going to be overturned. And, you know, now always remember that the court is not there to decide if a policy or an action is right or wrong, but only if it's legal or not. So none of this is about the wisdom of tax policy, yep, just whether the court will find it constitutional. And the case before the court in this particular case is called Learning Resources Incorporated versus Trump. And most of the reason that the anti-tariff people are celebrating is because there was some very tough questions asked of the Solicitor General, a guy named John Sauer, who's representing the administration. And they mostly indicated that a majority on the Supreme Court doesn't believe that Congress delegated the power, the broad power to tax to the president. And taxes are constitutionally under the control of Congress. And no matter what anybody else tells you, tariffs are a tax. So the conventional wisdom is that the legal split comes down to the conservatives, who probably won't buy the idea that Congress could possibly have delegated the power to tax, and the liberals who just don't like the idea of Trump. And I don't mean to be flip, but there's no way on God's green earth that Kagan or Jackson or Sotomayor allow this to stand no matter what the argument is. But I'm not certain I agree with the end result that this is necessarily going to go down. And let me give you a little bit of background as to why I think that. You know, legally, there are only two questions before the court. And the first is, did the International Emergency Economic Powers Act of 1977, and I'll refer to that as the IEEPA, delegate tariff power to the president that he can use if he declares an emergency? And if they did, was that delegation itself constitutional or not? Because it is the act of the administration, that act itself that the administration is using as a reason for its authority. And for those of you who support tariffs, historically, presidential decisions regarding foreign policy are generally allowed a lot of latitude. the court almost never interferes with a president's foreign policy authority. And those presidential decisions include the use of emergency powers, and presidents get a lot of leeway when they make those decisions. The court's not going to get into the question of whether an imbalance of trade or asymmetrical tariffs are a national emergency. They're not going to touch that. And they're not going to decide whether the administration can use tariffs as a lever to get other countries to stop shipping drugs or anything like that. I can guarantee you that. And even Justice Jackson hinted that that was none of the court's business. And I thought she was absolutely spot on there. She was right. Those are political decisions. The court doesn't get involved there.
She's like a stop clock.
So since the court doesn't get involved in foreign policy decisions, there is still the question of whether the president is using what are called his Article II powers, his presidential powers, or is he infringing on Congress's Article I powers on taxation by using the excuse of calling it a foreign emergency. And of course, there's precedent on how to look at that. You know, when Harry Truman wanted to stop a steel strike during the Korean War, Justice Jackson, and obviously this is a different Justice Jackson, wrote that, quote, "The Constitution did not contemplate the title Commander-in-Chief of the Army and Navy will constitute him also Commander-in-Chief of the country, its industries, and its inhabitants," end quote. And that was during wartime. So clearly the ability of the president to manage the country during wartime is still limited. And that's why at the Supreme Court hearings, there were lots of questions that tried to classify the power that the president has claimed. Is it a taxing power or is it a foreign policy power? And based on the questioning, that part of the argument didn't go well for the administration. And the president's solicitor general himself admitted that the president does not have inherent tax powers or tariff powers. But that still leaves the possibility that Congress delegated that power to the president under the IEEPA. And Sauer, this is the administration's solicitor general, went on to say that the administration's position was that what was happening in the tariffs was a regulation of foreign commerce, a regulatory tariff, if you will, not a revenue-raising tariff. And that argument gets hurt a little bit by what the president himself has said about how much money they bring in. But here I think the pro-tariff argument gets a real boost. And Chief Justice Roberts points out that, yes, of course tariffs are taxes, and while people in the U.S. pay them eventually, the effects of the tariffs on foreign policy are still really pretty visible, right? And I don't know if you all remember, but there was a lower court ruling against the tariffs, but the Supreme Court stayed that ruling, meaning they said, no, you can't enforce that ruling until we hear the case. And between the period of time that policy was stayed and today, you can clearly see that the tariffs have had a very large effect on foreign policy. So no matter what you heard in the press, the arguments didn't all go against the president. And look, I still think the administration's on pretty shaky ground here. But my point in this discussion is to point out that the case isn't as clear-cut as some of the pundits are saying. And again, always remember that the court should be completely unconcerned with the impact of their decision. Right? A law or an action is either legal or illegal, and that's the lane, I guess we call it today, that they should be in. But in reality, they do take the impact into account, because Roberts, at least, cares about what he calls court overreach. Too much so, if you ask me, but nobody is asking me. So just to give you a little bit of a background there. And I'm going to venture a prediction here, right? And this is a tough one, but I actually think that the Obamacare ruling is key to this decision. And here's why. In that case, Chief Justice Roberts actually saved the Obamacare policy from being ruled unconstitutional. And the question in that ruling was whether the Commerce Clause allowed Congress to force people to purchase something, you know, healthcare insurance in that case, which the Commerce Clause clearly does not allow Congress to do. So that meant the plan was unconstitutional. But what the Supreme Court did in that case was say that the premiums were a tax, not a fee, which was within the constitutional purview of Congress, and that saved Obamacare, even though Congress and President Obama himself said that the premiums weren't a tax. Right, so basically what the court did in that case was to say, hey, this policy is so big and so important that the court really isn't here to decide that. We're going to tell you how you can make that go forward. Right. So they could rule that Trump does not have the power to impose tariffs under the IEEPA or some other inherent presidential power, but does have the power under a different source. You know, and then in that case, they would strike down the use of the IEEPA, preserve tariffs or some subset of them, probably under the foreign policy authority of the president. Mm-hmm. So again, I know this is kind of convoluted.
And I don't think they're going to make them pay it back either, by the way.
No, and I think the reason why I wanted to bring this up is, you know, we had the election, and then we had this questioning in front of the Supreme Court, and a lot of the pundits were saying, oh, this is the end of the tariff policy. I'm not so sure. You know, the way I heard Roberts ask that question, Roberts admits that in that period of time, the authority of the president, he used the tariffs to drive foreign policy. And that's completely within his purview. So, again, whether you're a fan of the tariffs or not, you know, and we can get into that at some later point, what we think about tariffs in general. You know, I do think that there is a basis for the president's constitutional authority there.
And you can't send an aircraft carrier offshore, you know, to your trading partners who are screwing you. It is the only weapon, and it's been demonstrated it's the only weapon we have.
I think your word is, Bob's word demonstrated is absolutely the right word. Look what happened, right? So, again, not saying whether I agree with the policy or not, but once he said this is the policy, all of a sudden all these things change.
Yep.
Well, that's exactly what the president is allowed to do under his authority and under his Article II powers. So, again, it's going to be an interesting case. I just don't think it's a slam dunk as the pundits think it is. And, you know, hopefully we helped understand that a little bit.
Well, we appreciate it, our friend. And thank you for bouncing back on a Tuesday. By the way, Donald Trump welcoming the Saudi Crown Prince to the White House as we speak. Thank you very much, John.
Go.
Always a pleasure.
And make sure you send me some of that homemade pasta.
I wish I could. No, it's all going to be eaten at Sterna's tonight. By the way, today Murph tells us your song, your theme song, We Didn't Start the Fire, was the number 4 hit, 1989, November 18. There you
go. Great song. Listen to the words, folks. It's a great song. I hope you all have a great week. Thank you for spending time with me again. I appreciate it.
Thank you, John. Always love when he can. He's a military guy. He can adapt and overcome. We'll take a break and be back. It's the Bob Cordaro Show.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, Earthplace of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
very oddly, Murph tells us that that song Summer Breeze, Seals and Crofts, moved into the top 10 charts at number 10 this date in 1972. I mean, why? Hardly a summer breeze to be had. But that's okay. I get it. Hey, our man T. Bell informs us. A release from the New England Patriots. The New England Patriots announced that they have signed rookie tight end C.J. Dupree. Now, he was from Lakeland High School and Alabama. He's been signed to their 53-man roster. He was on the practice squad. Dupree, 23, was signed by New England as a rookie free agent out of Alabama this year, May 9th, 2025. The 6'5", 256-pounder. He was released at the end of training camp and signed to the practice squad. He started his career at Maryland before transferring to Alabama for his final two seasons. He played in 52 career games with 37 starts, totaling 65 receptions, 782 yards, and three touchdowns during his college career. His father, who I knew and know, a big guy himself, by the way, he was one of my prison guards up at several stops up at the penitentiary here in Canaan, USP Canaan. So, God, that is great news. I felt like he was a pro and a solid pro, C.J. Dupree. So good for him, and thanks, T-Bell, for getting us this news flash. A couple other of these texts I want to get to, and good, bad, and indifferent. AI will be a good thing, somebody says. Now, I'm not sure how it'll do this, but they says it could stop assassinations like Charlie Kirk's and school shooting. Computer chips and firearms, for example, and detection devices will sound and alert police departments before the act happens. That's a good side of AI. Wow, that doesn't sound like a really good side to me. I mean, I got my Byrna, which I can have. And I don't want AI to be telling me when I could fire it. I mean, what if they say no in the middle of a robbery? You actually brought up, and that's why this is a good text, and I read it. You bring up the conundrum that is artificial intelligence, which is a separate issue from do we let them develop artificial intelligence data centers here in Northeast Pennsylvania? Separate issues. AI's coming, done, finished, happening. So that's our deal. Now we've got to make the best of it, and we've got to stay ahead. Somebody texting in, and this is not to be dismissed, that the rapture is coming too. The mark of the beast, digital tech, etc., as prophesied in the Bible, which has been proven right time and time again. We can't stop it, but we can resist for our own salvation. I think we could guide it. I don't know about resisting. And maybe you're meaning the same thing I am. Does the end of the world happen as foretold in the Bible during our lifetimes? I don't have that answer, quite obviously. God's time is not our time. What is a couple thousand years to God versus us? But in any event, there have always been signs of the apocalypse throughout the 2,000 years, the two millennia since Christ died. Always been signs of the apocalypse. We don't know if or when that will happen. We just don't know. But could AI be part of it? You don't know. You don't know, and I don't know. And that's why we pray and we have faith and we have hope. We'll take a break and be back with the Veterans Tribute.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Our veterans, this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our friend John Basiliga and one of his great companies featured today, Serenity Care, a personal care community with four locations, Mid-Valley, Old Forge, Wyoming, Kingston. Personal care services, dementia care services, with dedicated dementia care units at Mid-Valley and Kingston locations. All four personal care locations have been completely renovated inside and out. John Basiliga has a passion, and I mean it, for providing the highest quality senior care in Northeast Pennsylvania. And he does it with Serenity Care. Walter Bendowski, nickname Max. He was 94 when we lost him November 9th. He was from West Scranton. He passed away in his childhood home. He was reunited in heaven with his beloved high school sweetheart and wife of 62 years, Joan, who passed away in 2017. 1951 graduate of West Scranton High School, where he had a stellar football career under Coach Sam Donato. He was named one of the first athletes of the week in 1950. After high school graduation, he entered the United States Army and was stationed at Wiesbaden Air Base in Germany during the Korean War. Walter was formerly employed by the Eschenbach and Rogers and the A&P food stores. He retired as a truck driver with Consolidated Freight. Max was a member of the St. Peter and Paul Roman Catholic Church, West Scranton, and will always be remembered for his selflessness, generosity, and the devotion to those he loved. surviving her three children, a son and two daughters, four grandchildren, and three great-grandchildren. Max Bendowski was preceded in death by six brothers and three sisters. Walter Max Bendowski, our veteran this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and Serenity Care. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, partly sunny with increasing clouds later this afternoon, 42 degrees. It's 42 outside the studios as I speak. Tonight, cloudy with a mix of rain and snow showers. Could accumulate from a trace to 2 inches south of Wilkes-Barre-Scranton. Low 32. Wednesday morning showers, then partly sunny, 42 degrees. Thursday partly sunny, 45. So, my man RW sent in, just on the subject we were speaking of before the Veterans Tribute. But concerning that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father only. Matthew 24, 36. Yeah. Good timing. Good timing, Art. Right on point. As always. As always. Somebody says data centers will record and store all data for use later. All data. Look, they're coming. What I want to determine, because there's multiple layers to the question of artificial intelligence. Now, the first and most obvious layer is it good? Is it, well, my point is it's neither. It's neither good or bad. And it will be used because of human nature for good forces and evil forces. That's what it is. The fact that it can be used for evil means that the United States of America has to be the leader and the winner in the development of artificial intelligence, period. Now, next, second question, and a much more mundane but important one for Northeast PA. Do we take our resources, and I truly believe we are uniquely positioned for location of data centers here because we've got the mine water to cool down the operation, and we've got the natural gas underfoot to create their own power plant so it doesn't disturb everything else. We've got both of those things. But I'm not seeing the value, and I see this as one of those classic booms that turns into a bust. Everybody's building AI. They're going to invest trillions of dollars, all of that stuff. And so that's what we have to do. We've got to say, all right, we've got finite resources of land, And everything else in Northeast Pennsylvania. Roads, you name it. How can they best be utilized to help the working people of Northeast Pennsylvania and the capitalists of Northeast Pennsylvania, the people to make money? And let's not even call it capitalism because that's got a negative freedom. It's economic freedom. It's economic freedom versus socialism. That's a separate issue, but... Right now, I think the distribution centers and that focus is incredibly positive. Right here, a block away from our studio center, you got Rob Miracle put up CenterPoint. It's awesome. These big distribution centers. And by the way, it's throughout Northeast PA. And they're good jobs. And I believe not only will those good jobs help us, and then, yeah, technology is going to replace some of them over time. but they're good jobs. We got the construction out of the deal. We got the land development. We've got the tax revenues out of all of it. But AI is a different cat. The data centers are a different cat. They might, I mean, I saw projections for a million square foot data center. I don't know if it was one building or multiple buildings. I think it was multiple, again, because of the heat buildup with the computer operations. And there was going to be 30 permanent jobs. That's it. I really don't know. I mean, is that how we want to utilize our resources? Now, in the case of the distribution centers, you have, and will have, this is my own prediction, you will have small manufacturers who take advantage and say, hey, we're going to go to Northeast Pennsylvania because we can distribute from here throughout the world. If Amazon says it's good enough for them, it's good enough for us. And so you've got jobs and you've got possible offshoots. I don't see any of that with data centers. I really don't. And I'm not, I am not anti-development in any sense of the word. Just as our 10 o'clock guest told us, I'm all for development of our natural gas resources, and I mean all out. But the data center thing, I just don't know. I don't see the value. And someone's got to show it to me. Maybe it's there. We'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We'll return. Thanks, Frank. Thanks, Gerard. Of course, Frank Sinatra, 2:45. He's in Townsville, Australia on a bar stool talking to Joe. Thanks to our guy, Rick Bigelow, who providing that locale for Frank Sinatra. He's found him over and over again. I had a thought and it just completely escaped me. Navy guy asking, Bob, putting aside several years of construction jobs, what would the annual tax revenue be once they're operational? That's to be determined, but it'll be substantial. You're taxing on land and improvements. So there'll be some tax revenue there. But again, to me, the be-all and the end-all has to be about jobs. There'll be tax revenue, without doubt. And the utilities will make money. Okay. Now, if they have to have their own power plants, that's another positive aspect. Somebody's got to drill. Somebody's got to take the gas. Somebody's got to do whatever refining is required. And then that power plant has to function. But again, if it's 30 jobs versus 1,000 for the same footprint, how do you go with the 30 jobs and the increased strain on resources? So I don't know. I don't know. I'm waiting for it. I'm waiting to see. But AI is going to be everything that humanity is. Because it's going to be used for good. It's going to be used for ill. It's going to be used for profit. It's going to be used for mischief. All of those things. But it's coming. Just as my Bicardo Jewelers watch tells me, the Bloomberg Money Minute is coming. Right now it's 11:50. This date, 1982, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts released their album, I Love Rock and Roll, Murph tells us. And, I didn't see, because it would have spurred me, November 18th will always have a memorable ring to it. Because that was a date when I was a senior in high school, 1978, we played GAR and lost in overtime. Eastern Conference Championships. So November 18th to me is that day. That's what it reminds me of. 10 or 12,000 people. It was just an amazing event to be part of. But we lost. Hey, and I don't want anybody disturbed. I'm not pushing Christmas yet. But this is music history. And Murph, he provides the history without fear or favor. And this date, 1979, McCartney released his Christmas classic. Seems a little early, but cripes, we're only a month away. Wonderful Christmas time, and that's what we're going to finish with today. McCartney played all the instruments himself on the song, Murph tells us. Shout out to, again, to my dear departed friend, Tommy Wojtek, and his family. He's funeral services today, and a great tribute to him and the family last night with this massive crowd at Carlucci Golden DeSantis Funeral Home in Dunmore. Well, somebody said the data centers need to incur the cost of infrastructure development for their electric needs as one motivating factor. If they were to go to the rural areas where natural gas is not available, perhaps the companies would expand to those areas. Plus, they need to create a dynamic where we produce so much gas, all customers of natural gas see a big decrease in cost. Well, one of the things that has to happen, the Trump administration has to sue the state of New York for prohibiting exploration and drilling of natural gas in New York State. One of the biggest sources on the planet, and because of idiotic environmental nonsense, they're preventing the distribution, exploration of natural gas. It's crazy, absolutely crazy. Somebody says, will there be tax revenue at these centers, or will they get tax cuts for the first 10 years, then split? I think they're going to close. I look at it long term, and there is no way that new technologies will not be developed so that these highly, really wasteful data centers, as they are in today's technology, will not be updated. I know it. Any look at economic history will tell you that there's going to be closed data centers all over this country within 10 years, in my view. We'll see. I don't want them to be here necessarily, because then what do you do? You got to get rid of all the computers. Maybe there'll be good factories. Maybe there'll be good distribution centers. Who knows? Maybe they can be repurposed easily. I don't know. As the commercial says, choose carefully. Well, my Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me that we're just about out of time. And I just want to remind you, they got Raymond Weil, Breitling, Oris, Longines, Michelle, Shinola, Luminox, Swiss Army, Seiko, Tory Burch, Victorinox, Bulova, G-Shock, and of course, Bacardo Jewelers watches. And when that says we're approaching noon, I figure, well, then I'm done. Whether I like it or not. The Sue Henry Show is next. Rob O'Donnell Show after that. Final mention of our veterans, brought to you by John Basiliga, Max Bendowski, Wes Scranton, John Prendergast, Madison Township, and Attorney John Doran, Hanover Township. Thank you to them. Thank you to their families. Nothing left to do but gavel to a close this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. And we'll say adios for now. God willing, I'll be with you tomorrow at 9. Have a great afternoon.
WYLK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.